I want to thank the family for allowing me to spend a few moments talking about my dear, dear friend, the big guy, Ken Coe. Jokingly, we always referred to Ken as the big guy. If you ever watched the TV show WKRP, we had Ken as the big guy, in all fun and in all love. I worked for Ken and Dieta in the early 1980s and left in the fall of 1986 to be closer to our home in Mishawaka as the birth of our first child, Gretchen, was occurring, and went to work for Ed Moore at WFRN in South Bend Elkhart. But those years with Ken and Dieta, probably some of the best years of my life, probably the most fun I've ever had working at a radio station because of the fun that Ken and Dieta instilled into the radio station. They worked so well together as a team. As you know, from a strong marriage like I have, husband and wife work off each other's weaknesses and strengths to perform great works. And that's what happened with Ken and Dieta. They provided a great environment for all of us who worked for them and for the community of LaPorte County. And Ken earned his way into the Indiana Broadcasters Hall of Fame as being a dedicated broadcaster. You know, there's not many family-owned radio stations much anymore in the United States. And what was important to Ken was serving the public through strong local news and local sports, tying into the community with his program, Sound Off. You know, one of the greatest testimonies I've heard about Ken is from Stan Maddox, the news director at WLOI, WCOE, who said he owes his job to Ken, and that Ken allowed Stan to raise his family and spend more time with his family as he also could freelance his newspaper writing. That's the kind of boss Ken and Dieta were, as they allowed us to do things. They gave me time off when I needed it to take care of our families. That's a true family radio operation. And so much good came out of WLOI and WCOE. I'm still involved in radio after 40 years as a radio preacher, and a lot of that credit goes to Ken for what he instilled into me. And it is just an awesome experience here today to be able to share to you about the love and the man that Ken showed us all and the work that he did at the radio station with his lovely wife, Dieta. Ken was a man who loved everyone, no matter the size of their pocketbook. He loved everyone and tried to help each other. You know, the other thing that Ken did for me was to always look at things from a positive standpoint. I mean, he was an encourager. Adrian Rogers, the great preacher, wrote this years ago. He said, Adrian wrote, "Someone has well said that discouragement is a dark room where the negatives of fear and failure are developed. Some people are encouragers and others are discouragers. Ken was an encourager." Now, have you ever met a discourager? Of course, we all have. They're like a drink of water to a drowning man. They can brighten up a room by leaving it. They leave you drained and depressed. That's not Ken. An encourager like Ken left us all refreshed. God has cornered the market on encouragement. All encouragement comes from God. You're never more like God than when you're encouraging people, and never more like the devil when you are discouraging people. So in memory of Ken, when we find a needy person and enrich him, a lonely person and include him, a misunderstood person and affirm him, an undiscovered person and develop him, a failing person and restore him. Ken took me, an underdeveloped broadcaster, and helped turn me into a broadcaster preacher. And I am so ever grateful for that from my dear friend, Ken Coe. I leave you with this from James 4, verse 13 through 15. And it's something Ken's passing on to glory. because we do celebrate that he is with our Lord Jesus Christ. But let us remember this, do not boast about tomorrow. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. Thank you for allowing me to spend some time with you. I'm Pastor Dewey Modi, based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. God bless you all.